I think I saw part of one.
Why haven't you ever seen a Bruce Lee movie?
Because they're not. They don't put them on Apple TV.
They're readily available. You go to Apple. You go to Apple Movies and search Bruce.
Yeah, but you got to buy them.
If I could speak on behalf of the person whose account is debited each month whenever you buy movies, you seem to not be worried about buying anything.
Oh, I rent movies, and that's about like $2.
Well, you can rent. You could rent a Bruce Lee movie. Here, I'm going to look.
What's the best Bruce Lee movie?
Enter the Dragon.
I knew it was something like that.
He does that a lot.
Is he dead?
Yeah, his heart exploded. But the rumor is, do you know the rumor? The Chinese mafia had him killed, or the Japanese mafia. Chinese
Why?
He knew too much, I guess. I don't know.
I thought he died on set.
No, that was
his son.
Jason Lee.
Yeah,
right?
And he was doing The Crow? Was he originally the guy in The Crow?
Yeah, somebody with the firearm.
Oh, it was a stunt firearm, gone wrong? Or?
The firearm technician, the gun went wrong, yeah.
No way.
And then, of course, that gave birth to, it's just more.
Like feeding the.
Bruce Lee was too much of a badass to.
That's really sad.
The people in charge wouldn't let him live, right?
Huh.
Enter the Dragon, released in the United States, Hollywood, 1973.
Oh.
When it was, he died 1 month earlier, on July 20th.
Oh, my goodness.
He suffered a brain edema. That doesn't sound good.
No. Sounds terrible.
It says adverse reaction to pain medication is what it says.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was 32 years old. Holy heck. And Jason Lee, a gunshot wound, March 31st, 1993, in Wilmington, North Carolina, at the age of 28, accidental shooting on the set of The Crow. Yes, Max. In the scene, Lee was accidentally shot. His character walks.
That said that, but that's fine.
Walks into it. Jess? Okay.
It's all right. Anyway, Max has never seen a Bruce Lee movie. Great.
Okay, I'm going to iTunes.
Oh my gosh, Max, go ahead. Mm-hmm. What else?
No, go ahead. Yeah. It's your show. Go, man.
Start.
Is Chick going to turn on the music or is he going to look for Bruce Lee movies?
Bruce Lee, Enter the Dragon.
He doesn't have his iPad.
How long is it?
Do you want me to?
Can you bring it up on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Enter the Dragon. iTunes. $3.99 rent. Bang.
Can you give me the plug?
Yes. Yes. Plug. Yes. There's too many. What the hell's it doing way down there?
I don't know.
We're talking about Bruce Lee because Max is wearing Bruce Lee sweatpants. Yep. Evidently, Underall has a Underall?
Under
Armour? Are you a Bluetooth
Can you pull
too?
Up your intro music and plug it in, please?
I used to have a Bluetooth adapter.
What's going on? Why can't anybody do anything?
Because I have
Max.
A fire plug. What's this called?
Oh, haha. Yeah, you got a.
Lightning.
You got a dumb phone.
No, I don't.
For being so smart, this is your podcast, mister.
Well, yeah, okay. We gotta play.
I'm talking way too much so far.
No, you're cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Max, as a part of your own podcast and learning the ropes, you have to be prepared.
Where did not preparing get me, Max? Okay, a 41-year career in broadcasting, but still... You need to prepare, mister.
No, I just mean with the music and stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
We're ready when you're ready.
We're ready when you're ready, bro.
Ready?
Yep. It should be playing.
Let's go.
Oh, Mr. Engineer.
What'd he do?
He did it. He hit the button when it said go.
Oh.
You hear that? Turn it up a little bit. You got a volume over there? You got volume over there. Yeah. There you go. There you go. This is a original composition by me. I wrote this, and
took you about a week, right?
it really didn't take that long either. Took about hour and a half.
Yeah.
Actually, this is who Tyler the
Tyler the Creator.
That's right. Welcome everyone to your podcast.
Yeah, welcome to Don't Be a Dick, episode 2.
That's right. Is it fall break yet?
No, it's about to be Thanksgiving break, though.
Thanksgiving break. How many days do you get for that? A week?
A week, yeah. Thanksgiving break is kind of the worst of the breaks. Because you can't do nothing with anybody because you're always going around doing Thanksgiving stuff. So,
let's rate the breaks. What's the best break? Summer Christmas. Break. Summer break. Christmas
well,
break?
Well, out of like during the school year, Christmas break.
All right.
Yeah.
Because not only do you not have to go to school, you get gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right.
Spring break's just...
We usually go somewhere on spring break, yeah. So spring break should probably be second.
But, well, no, summer break. Always. Summer break.
No, the last two, last summer we went, and then the summer before that we did fall break, or the year before that. Yeah, we alternate fall and spring break vacation.
Full disclosure.
Go ahead.
I'd like to pass along the honesty of the original podcast, the Off the Air podcast.
Mm-hmm. We're completely transparent.
We're unbelievably transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Addie is here today in the studio, and she's making faces and singing to Chicky. And
Addie didn't know that Megs had his own podcast.
Until about 20 minutes ago, and now she wants her own podcast.
She's not happy about it. She said, why does Max have headphones at the table?
She knows what goes on at this table.
And I said, well, because Max is on the podcast. And she said, I want to be on the podcast. And I said, maybe next time.
She's right there. Let her say hi.
Do you want to say hello? Max, is it okay if your sister says hello?
I guess.
All right.
Nice. Very nice. Well, handled very well. Here. There you go.
Saddle up, sister. Come here.
Hi, Ed.
You got to talk into the mic.
Say hello.
Hello. That's all she needed. She just wanted to say hi.
Okay, you're 14?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
She's 12.
Yeah.
So what do you guys argue about the most? What's the problem? What's the main... Like a space, like stay out of my room, one of those deals, or...
Kind of.
Privacy, or...
You know...
It's really just taking stuff.
Taking stuff? What'd she take?
Like, well, since my hair's gotten longer,
They fight over a brush.
Yeah.
And this is real.
She doesn't even use it, and she takes it all the time.
I know. It's a teal brush, and
Is it like a paddle brush? It's like a nice brush.
It's a good paddle brush that he likes. Addie really, she doesn't use it.
Paddle brushes are the best.
But she wants it because it's teal. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason she wants it.
And it's got a squishy grip.
That's the realest.
Here's what's going to have to happen. You're going to have to get a chart, set a chart up for who has a paddle brush, or.
But she doesn't use it, so.
Or you could get another squishy handled paddle brush.
But she does. She really doesn't use.
I think I have an extra paddle brush somewhere.
But you know what? I think Papal Doug and Grandma Debbie bought her a new brush that has an A on the back of it. That new one, George. Yeah.
Damn.
I know. So it's fine.
Does your brush have A on the back of it?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's interesting that Chick brings that up, saying the age difference between you guys, because Max and I just had a come to Jesus conversation a couple weeks ago at the kitchen table.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talking about just the feelings that come with having a sister that has epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just going to, from what I know about the situation, I mean, it's got to have a special area of patience on everyone's part. I mean, you have and believe me, I don't know anything about this because I was an only child. And from the time I was 5 until now, I'm pretty much the same level of maturity. So... I really didn't, but I can't imagine, you're going to feel left out. You're going to feel all sorts of things, and she's a girl, so you can't.
And she's the baby.
And she's the baby. And, my oldest daughter is much older than the next two kids, But they were the two youngest were 2 years apart.
The same as Max and Addie.
The same exact as Max and Addie. And I remember going into the pediatrician and saying, look, they're, Griffin was 8, Ellie was 6, and they were, Ellie was kicking Griffin's ass.
Yeah.
And Griffin, first of all, is really soft-hearted anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we had always told him, you don't touch your sister.
Don't fight back.
Don't fight back because, you know, you're a boy and she's a girl and on and on
the
and
whole
on.
Thing, yeah.
And the pediatrician looks at us and goes, well, you know, the 2 year age difference and the male being older, that's the worst possible combination you can
have. Is it really?
Yeah. And we're like, this isn't what we were looking for. We were looking for positive. So, yeah. And add that, add Addie's condition into it. And I guess what I'm saying is good luck.
Yeah. When we were younger, we used to fight a lot, so.
Before?
Mm-hmm.
Before she was diagnosed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Max and I talked about just, it's okay to be angry, and it's okay to feel all the feelings that come with it. I don't have a point of reference. Like I told him, I said I had all of my siblings, none of my siblings had a condition.
Right.
Other than just being assholes occasionally. That's the only condition they had.
Being a bunch of dicks.
You're suffering from dickitis.
Yeah.
And,
no, but that's, so I told Max, I said, you're on new territory. So you're going to have to tell me. And what, do you remember some of the things we talked about that you shared with me that is just, you don't get to be a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be a
third parent.
A third parent, yeah. And,
you know, that's heavy. I mean, I hate to use that term because it's kind of dated, but
it is. No, but he said
but it's emotionally heavy. It weighs on you. He goes,
sometimes I feel like an only child.
Yeah, I get that. I think everybody understands what's going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. It's like when you have the feeling of being a third parent, there's just so much being left out, you know? Like, you don't really get that quality time every time, 24/7, where Addie is always with you guys, no matter what, unless she's at school, where, I mean, she's still with you guys most of the time there sometimes, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like nobody's ever been able to come over to my school and see how I'm going on and see what's going on with me at school when I'm at school. Like, it's just go off and do what you can. We got to monitor Addie 24/7, so you guys always know what's going on with Addie, but you don't always know what's going on with me.
That's true. That's very, very true.
I think you're...
I
think your mom and dad are incredibly fortunate to have you as their son in this situation. And
yeah.
To...
Because there's a lot of kids that couldn't handle...
Understand beyond your years what's going on and realize the seriousness of the situation. And, I mean, I identify with you because it wasn't because I had a sibling, obviously, that had any condition. It was because... I was an only child, and it turns out that my parents were, unlike your parents, my parents had, you know, really, from a sensible standpoint, they, my mom and dad were married in March, and I was born in November, mm-hmm. So, and they said, no, you're early, so I'm like,
Max,
okay.
What's your story?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I was born in August, and you guys were married in December?
Of the following year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I had some time.
No situation is ideal, and.
He's absolutely right. We depend on Max to parent himself a lot. But however, if somebody calls and somebody has a headache and somebody needs Tylenol, who brings the Tylenol?
Yeah, you guys are there for stuff I can't do myself.
Oh, okay.
Google and Safari and all those platforms have played a big role in my life.
Oh, really?
Just looking up what to do.
Like for what?
Just regular stuff.
Like what?
Like, I don't know. When I was younger, I was this super nerd. So I used to look up, like, how to get girls to like you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just felt too embarrassed to ask you guys, so I just used to look that stuff up.
But you and I have very, maybe when you were younger and you were a nerd, in quotations.
No, that's...
You were a nerd.
Yeah.
Okay. Max was a nerd.
No quotations.
No quotations. Max was a nerd. But you and I talk a lot about girls and...
No? Yeah, but not like...
Not like the logistics?
No, I guess, yeah.
I don't know if that's something you want to talk to about with your mom.
You know what Chickie's learned, Max, coming up on his 60th birthday about ladies? Absolutely nothing, okay? So, being 14.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to talk about it on the air when you know all your friends are going to listen to this. So.
Well, then give everybody some insight.
But I don't think you're different than anybody else you're going to, any boy that's in your class.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Max is, because we've had this conversation, you've liked girls and then you've not liked girls. And I mean, like, specific girls. I don't mean, like, as a gender.
No.
I mean, like, you're like somebody, and then they say something or they do something, and you're like, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that process?
It's just, I don't know. It's
Is it kind of the same but different with your guy friends? Like, they'll do something, and you're like, oh, geez, this guy.
Yeah, like, they just come back around eventually. Like, with friends, sometimes you'll just get annoyed with them, and you'll be like, all right, I'm tired of you, so...
Take a break.
Yeah, but with girls, it's like, if that happens, then you're like, okay, we're probably never going to talk again unless we want to be friends, which we probably won't be.
Mm-hmm.
So. And you've had, like, 2 or 3 girlfriends, right?
Yeah, like 4.
Four, okay.
Total.
But
yeah, you're right.
Is this news to you? He's had 4 girlfriends?
No, I knew it was... I could have... I mean, I feel like I can name the majority of them, but I could name 3 of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a part of you that doesn't want to tell me when you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because? Because
I'm afraid you won't like them.
I don't want you to feel that way, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, it plays a big role.
You know what? There's a certain...
We're having a conversation.
But there's a certain that... Because your mom loves you so much that...
She wants the best for me, yeah.
Yeah, but no, she will... I'm sorry, did I interrupt? Okay, go ahead.
I don't want you to not tell me.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If I tell you, then you're probably just going to get pissed off.
No, I'm not. Why would I get pissed off?
You'd be like, oh, why are you dating her?
I have never said that about any girl you've dated. Have I? Have I said that?
No.
Okay. But what makes you... So what have I said or done that makes you nervous to tell me when you have a girlfriend?
I don't know. Well, mainly because you're a lady and...
Thank you.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know how you would react to that, so...
React to you having a girlfriend?
Yeah, like... Would you get mad since I have another lady to care about?
Or? No. Let's be very clear right now that I will not be mad if you have a woman to care. It is not your job to care about me. But I'm your mom. We have a mother-son relationship. But if you want to date a girl, I'm going to ask questions and I want to know her, especially since you're getting ready to go into high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, she's my girlfriend and I'm her boyfriend and... Maybe you'll drop us off at the movies occasionally. Like, you're going to be a freshman next year. And you might meet a girl. And you might meet a girl that's older that likes you. Okay, you need to put those eyebrows down right now.
Really?
I'm just saying that I want to be here to guide you. I'm very nervous about you being in a relationship as a high schooler. It's just being nervous, and I feel like it's a new dynamic of dating in your generation. It's not just like my mom's going to drop me off.
There's more communication.
There is. It's constant communication, and there's the concern of sexting, and there's the concern of you kissing a girl and a dad getting mad, and you know, I mean, there's a lot of concern. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of concern. There's a lot of responsibility that lies in you being a teenage boy and having a relationship with a teenage girl. That's where my concern lies. But I have faith that you won't make any rash decisions. You'll always act with respect. Mm-hmm. That's always been my concern. You and I have had that conversation many a times where it's you will respect women. You'll be conscious of their feelings. And that's, I guess, the biggest conversations you and I have had is that you're just like, I want to be friends with, you know, like you want to be friends with your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like I just need somebody to care for me. It's like, no, like.
You want to hang out.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
We can't just talk and say we like each other a billion times. Like, that's not how that works.
That's not how you want it to work.
No.
Yeah. So what do you, so what, I guess. Do you think you'll have a girlfriend in the eighth grade?
I don't know. I'm not planning on it.
You're not planning on it?
No.
Just kind of riding this out till high school?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I'm not even planning on it in high school.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'll just go see whatever happens, really.
Yeah. Because you're considering maybe going to a different school next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What made that happen?
I don't know. There's been some racist comments down here in New Pal, so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was your biggest deciding factor?
Yeah.
And what, when someone spoke a racist comment, how did that make you, how did you deciding, I want to go to a different school? You just don't want to be around it, or?
Yeah. In a small majority white town, there's not a lot of diversity, which is what I like. I don't like having the same thing over and over again. Like, mm-hmm. You know that I don't like leftovers. Like, like
that's true. You so much hate the same thing. You hate repetitiveness that you will not eat leftover food.
I won't.
That's true.
It's gross.
That's funny. But, you know, I mean, so here, this is always a question that I've posed in that I grew up in New Pal. I grew up in the same town, and it was just as racist then as it is now. So, I mean, in saying that, it's like, why would I? It's a safe place to raise kids.
Mm-hmm.
However, I understand your desire to be with people that aren't exactly like you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you and I have had the conversation recently too. Don't be the smartest person in the room. And you said, what does that mean? And I said, be around people that lift you up. Be around people that inspire you, that make you think bigger, that make you, that bring on new ideas and new dreams and new aspirations. And you don't feel like you have that opportunity here.
Mm-mm. And I'm not downplaying anybody from school that listens to this, but.
No, but maybe, like, you're speaking a truth that they feel too.
Like, my friend Riley, he wants to move schools too, and I don't know what exactly the reason is for, but maybe it's for the same reason. I'm not exactly sure. Chick, you just got back.
Hi.
Where'd you go?
We had a restroom emergency, and Addie had to make a wardrobe change.
Okay.
And I showed her where the bathroom was, and then I went to use the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror, and I realized I looked like somewhat of a mad scientist, so I put a hat on.
Your hair was a little crazy, wasn't it?
A little crazy. Hey,
you know they can't see you.
Like, I know, but yeah. I got this hat in the mail today. What do you think?
I like the all-black hats.
All-black. Yeah. Logos like all in black.
Yeah. I like it.
See, this is the thing where you're going to find this out, Max.
So that's an all-black Redskins hat.
That's right. If I go out in
this room, we have a Redskins fan. Max is a Falcons fan.
He's a Falcon fan, all right.
He's a Falcon fan. And Addy, who's your favorite team?
The Cowboys.
Oh my God. I can barely even listen to that.
I don't know how it happened, but it did, and that's who her favorite team is.
And if you're thinking, is Chicky going to buy her something for Christmas with a cowboy on it? I'm going to go, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're damn right I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we were actually just talking about Max wanting to move schools and the lack of diversity in his hometown, and that has inspired him to want to move. Yeah. So we're checking out a liberal arts high school. He's going to shadow there and do that.
Man, with the danger of sounding like the old guy in the room, but I'm the old guy in the room. If there had been luck, I want to say luckily. Luckily, I grew up in my high school was 50-50. Mm-hmm. I mean, minorities and white people and all of my friends.
And all very close to the same socioeconomic
varied
background.
We all were more or less the same, mm-hmm. and it was just, you know, what we lacked in social media platforms, we had that football team when I was a senior. All those guys, I could call them tomorrow, and if I really, really needed something, mm-hmm. they would act like they weren't home. But the point is, no, I mean they would, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Max has played football for the last 4 years, and I said, Max, you go to a liberal arts high school, there's not a football team here.
Well, I mean, but I say football team, and I wanted to double clutch my brain and go, well, you know, you can certainly find camaraderie other elsewhere. Than a sports
no,
team.
No, I know sure. that, but I'm just yeah. saying, like, Max is, we have a really good football team at mm-hmm, New Pal, mm-hmm. and Max, yeah. and we have a really
historically,
good football team.
Historically good, yes. We no, have a you, very... Heritage, state champs, and...
And yeah, and we undefeated seasons over yeah. and over and over again.
Dragons and Dome.
Yeah, well, that's old.
That's a long time ago?
That was a while ago, all but right. DID, yeah.
Yeah.
So when I told Max there's not a football team at this high school, and Max was like, I'm not really that worried about football. They have a track team.
Yeah.
They have a soccer team.
I like track. I don't like soccer.
You're not going to play soccer? They have basketball.
Oh.
I'm not good at basketball.
You could be, though.
You know what the rule is in basketball?
You know what a liberal
Shoot
arts...
it! Shoot it!
At a liberal arts high school, you might be very good at basketball.
Now, what does that mean?
That's a stereotypical, terrible thing to say.
Certainly is. I was thinking while I was urinating, which is where I do my best thinking, mm-hmm. and if I might speak on behalf of a lot of parents out there who are listening to this podcast, I am jealous of your relationship with your children, mm-hmm. Jessica, and
a lot of them listen to it with their children too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
is that true?
Yeah, a lot
that's
of,
awesome.
A lot of kids
I think
came up to me and said that they listen to it with their parents.
And what did their parents think?
They thought it was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think other, you know, social, you know, everything in the world, you know, my rule, everything in the world has a dirty little secret and a dirty little benefit. And mm-hmm. I think social media, Twitter, everybody's in it. But
people are mean on Twitter, though.
But this whole media, constant contact, explosion mm-hmm. Provides that. You know, we had a tweet from someone who lives in London, England, for Christ's sake.
Liverpool.
Whatever. Same thing. Who listens to this podcast.
And loves it. And loves Max.
Love
yes.
the first. And can't wait for this episode. So.
Yeah. yeah. So it's.
It you know, is. It's. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And the world's about love. And I've talked too much on this episode. I'll shut up.
No, you're cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We were talking about different things that Max could do, and that eventually we will phase ourselves out and Chick and I won't be on the show as much. Maybe we'll hang out for the first segment and Max will do the second segment by himself.
Yeah, and you could have a guest on or this is whatever you want to do, dude.
Hey, that raises the new segment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Don't Be a Dick of the Week.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. That was suggested by our friend Kevy. And so Max takes different instances that have happened throughout the week and where he can apply, hey, dude, don't be a dick.
This guy was really a dick. Why was it?
This is multiple people. Like, don't ask me if you can be a guest on the show. Okay? I'll tell you when you can be a guest on the show.
Yeah.
We just started.
Mm-hmm. And we're get new. There.
Yeah. We probably won't have a guest for a little bit.
And I might want to add, Max is not being a dick, not saying, yeah, come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Max, especially getting his feet under him, you know?
I said that a lot. I had a lot of text messages and a lot of messages through social media of people saying, hey, you know, Max is doing great. And I just kept saying, he's still getting his sea legs. Is that the term that you're supposed to use?
I don't know.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. That's, yeah. I know that, unlike a lot of your similes you draw, that
actually is the right one.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. And from being the first time you've ever been in front of a microphone, you did really well. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, you'll get there. And this is just.
Well, this is what podcasts are all about. I mean,
figuring out as you go.
We were just. Without revealing too much, I was actually just having lunch today with a couple of people who we were talking about what would be considered, I'm going to speak in vague terms, traditional broadcasting, and what do we do, and what mm-hmm. about our social media platforms, and what about podcasts, and mm-hmm. I've told you this since we started, since I talked to you into being on the second or third episode of Off the Air back in 2012, my struggle is I try to not sound like such a polished broadcaster, but I can't.
It's your job.
I can't help it. I've been talking like this for 41 years, but when I order something on the phone and people go, are you on the radio? I don't even know it, but podcasts are casual and it should be different than. Something should be different than normal, what would be considered normal radio.
It's very raw.
Yes.
It is raw.
People love raw and real.
Raw and uncut. Mm-hmm. Did
real,
you,
organic, and honest.
So I was, Chick saying that, it's triggering a memory and going, how did we even say that you and I were going to do this or that you wanted to do this? Or did you say that?
Well, one of you has my Zoom, okay? Okay, sorry.
I think like a long time ago, maybe in the summer, we just started recording ourselves talking.
We did in the car with the phone.
Uh-huh. Oh, I still have those videos.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we said, well, we could put it up on YouTube. But there are times where you and I would have conversations and it ended up that it started out as a genuine conversation. And then you and I were just trying to make each other laugh. And it kind of became a bit as opposed to like a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like us just trying to make each other laugh.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I guess that's where it started. And then last Saturday, we went shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you think about doing a podcast today? And you were like, today? And I was like, this is how the best things happen. There's no planning. You just go in there and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, text Chickie and tell him on her way to his house. And that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to break down the party, send everybody home,
mm-hmm.
so you guys could come and record the
that's
podcast.
That's not true.
No, that's not true at all.
I think he just had to put on pants that didn't have a drawstring.
Oh, man.
My pants got a drawstring.
Who invented sweatpants?
Oh.
Because I remember...
And I try to wear sweatpants and dress up the top so that it doesn't really, like, don't pay attention to the bottom.
That's not how
that works. I know.
We had...
Do I look like a messy mom? Don't lie.
No.
What do I look like?
Wait, yes.
Is that bad?
No.
Are you embarrassed?
No.
Have we ever been in a situation where you've been embarrassed by me?
Oh, my
God. Don't lie. Don't lie.
No.
Don't lie.
No, kids are... Kids are embarrassed by their parents. It's genetic.
I'm going to need you to shut it down on this side of the table.
All right. Shut it down.
You ever been embarrassed by your parents?
Oh, my gosh. All the time. Okay. Good point. Mm-hmm. But you won't tell me when I've embarrassed you?
No.
Why? Because. I need to know.
But it's embarrassing.
To tell you when you embarrassed him.
No, but tell me. I want you to be honest. We got to be transparent.
Yes.
When did I embarrass you the most?
I'm not going to tell that.
Why?
Because it's embarrassing.
You know when I embarrassed him?
I'm just gonna be general. Was it a time when she exhibited affection toward you?
No, like, that doesn't matter.
No.
Okay, that's good. That's incredibly good.
No, he doesn't.
Because most kids like, don't hug me, get away from me.
No, and I don't. And I don't hug him like in a big way in front of people. That's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to know.
When you sing.
When I sing?
Really loud.
In the car?
No, like when she starts dancing and just throwing her arms everywhere. God.
That is when my mom embarrassed me the most. This is such a moment.
Hey, you want to know something funny? Your mom still does that. So.
Does she really? Yeah.
Okay, I think we've done some good work here today. And
you know, this is probably a good time to break.
I think we should. Addie wants to say something.
No, I think she has a question.
You have a question for the group, for the room?
We'll answer her question during the break.
All right, we'll be back.
All right, don't be a dick. Be right back. All right, welcome back to Don't Be a Dick, second episode. Been getting real in here.
It is. It has gotten a little bit real. A little bit. Have some childhood flashbacks.
Yeah, not as innocent as the first one.
No? Oh, is that right? Do you have another come to Jesus moment for mom right now?
No.
Okay, all right.
I don't plan on it either.
You don't plan on it? You can, though.
Not here.
Not here?
No.
No, dude, that's a part of a podcast. You got to be raw. You just said it.
Mm, I did.
You did. And now it's going to come back and bite you. Mm-hmm. You know what I was thinking? So I grabbed this because I ordered it for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. What is that? You've been playing with that box.
I know. So we usually host Thanksgiving at our house.
Are we not this year?
No, we are.
Okay.
So that was that's personally my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. And I always have you and your sister pick a dessert that you have to make on your own. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember that last pie that you made.
We didn't make any last year.
Not last year, but the year before we did. What did you make the year before? Do you remember?
I think it was like chocolate peanut butter or something. That pineapple? Right.
Too? No, it wasn't that. No, you did a tropical fruit. Mm-hmm. Like you did all kinds of stuff in yours.
Yeah.
What are you doing this year?
Upside down pineapple?
Cheesecake?
Cheesecake, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Max is doing for Thanksgiving this year. That's his contribution. And Addie's making an Oreo pie. She decided.
Upside down pineapple cheesecake and an Oreo pie?
That's what Addie's doing. So it's a upside down pineapple cake. Upside down pineapple upside down cake. That's what it is. With cheesecake in the middle and then another slab of pineapple upside down cake on top. So it's three levels, and that's what Max is doing. Max is a good cook, actually. Yeah. What did you make that like rocked everybody's world? Sriracha
bacon. Yeah. And I cooked it in sriracha sauce.
He marinated bacon in sriracha sauce. Then we chopped it up, like grated it, and put it with hamburger meat. And so we had like a pork and ground beef sriracha hamburger.
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
It was amazing.
What are those 50-50 burgers you make?
50-50 burgers are, yeah, I take a pound of bacon and grind it up in the food processor and put it with a pound of hamburger in it, so they're the best burgers you'll ever eat.
Of course.
Yeah, but all of that grease will light your grill on fire. That's true.
If anybody ever went to Boogie Burger while it was open.
Rest in peace, Boogie Burger.
Yeah, no, hand over your heart.
Uh-huh. I told Max that, and I like we both choked up when Boogie Burger closed.
It was not a good.
But we have talked about recreating a Boogie Burger.
The Boogie Monster.
The Boogie Monster. Yeah,
which is
the biggest.
Yeah, it's got everything.
Yeah.
It's got the onions and the egg and the burger and cheese and the and everything. Mm-hmm. And that was Max's go-to.
Yeah. Because I never finished it before, and one day I was just like, all right, I'm going to do this. And luckily, that was the last time I ever went there. It was
the last time we went there, yeah.
I finished the Boogie Monster.
Mm-hmm. And garlic french fries.
Oh.
Wow.
That was the best.
I remember when I got it, there's a new kid there, and he brought it out. And he was like, oh, my gosh, this
he'd
is
never,
huge.
Yeah, he'd never made one. Yeah, yeah, he'd never made a Boogie Burger before. Yeah, yeah, that was cool. I don't remember what else we did that day. It may have just been Boogie Burger.
Yeah, I think we just went to Boogie Burger.
I was like, what do you want to do? And you were like, let's go to Boogie Burger.
And then a nap.
And then a nap, yeah. Then we, yeah. Oh, that was the, you know what? I do have to tell that story because that was the day that I said, I want an ice cream cone. And you said, I don't want an ice cream cone. And I said, well, I'm getting an ice cream cone. And you took my phone and you recorded me eating my ice cream cone. You said, what are your followers going to think, you vegan, that you didn't, you're eating ice cream and you had a burger and you just called me out in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. Low blow. Anyway, but holidays. Are you do you like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's my second favorite.
Yeah.
Next to Christmas.
Do you like that we have everybody at our house on Thanksgiving?
Mm. Kind of.
What's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving then?
I like the festivities. It's kind of like it's just a laid back kind of holiday.
It is. You're right. There's no schedule. Like you eat and you sit around and you eat. We watch the parade, or we have it on. We don't really watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, nobody ever watches the parade.
Yeah, we just, Addie does while Addie watches it. Yeah. But none of us do.
No.
No. Yeah, it is pretty late. I don't act super crazy, do I? Do I act super crazy?
No.
Like hosting the holiday, I didn't know if I act nuts.
But, I mean, not on Thanksgiving, really.
Not on Thanksgiving. Do I act super crazy on another holiday?
We're gonna think.
Gotta think about it.
Is she crazy on Arbor Day?
Yes, all the trees.
Yeah.
No, President's Day. I don't think I act crazy on any holiday, really.
You get a little feisty on in Christmas time.
I do
a little bit.
All right, because of how where we have to go.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I will say that that's true, and more often than not. Mom does take a shot of Fireball before we go to family Christmases.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100% true.
And sometimes you leave it in your purse.
Right under the bus is what he just did right there.
Yeah. I backed it up and pulled it over again.
I know. That's okay. But I found this game, and I thought this would be a good game, and I think that you would appreciate it too, Max.
It's a game?
It's not. It is a game, but it's not a game. Okay? So here's the thing. I found it online, and it's called Vertellus, and Vertellus means tell us more in Dutch. And so it's these cards, and it helps you start a conversation, you know, within your family and actually have meaningful conversations. Do you want to take this and sort through one and maybe ask Chick or I a question?
Round one.
I know, we don't have to go with rounds, just pull the card. But it says the main reason we, the Vertellus team, started...
Buzz, Vasco da Gama. What? Oh, it's not a... Can general I finish knowledge the story? Thing. Okay, sorry.
We just talked during the break about interrupting.
You're exactly right.
The main reason we, the Vertellus team, started this card game is that we felt we were losing touch with the closest, with those closest to us. Technology, misconceptions about one another, and the ever increasing pace of life has caused us or has failed us, and we don't ask questions to truly understand each other. So this is the thing. We turn off our technology devices. Maybe we keep a notebook for the memorable answers that we hear. We're open and we're sincere. And we ask each other, tell us more. So Vertellus, I got this on Instagram, or I got this on Amazon. And it's just this little black box. And it's full of, what do you say, probably like 50 cards, different questions.
Yeah.
Max, have you found one that you like?
No.
Okay, well then I'll just keep reading the directions, mm-hmm. pretend that everything is fine. Vertellus.
There's a lot of the same.
The catchphrase. I know. Just find it. It says Vertellus. Because it all starts with a thoughtful question.
Huh.
Max and I just had this conversation the other day. I keep saying that. Max and I just had this conversation the other day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Actually, Max and I did just have like a big 2-hour conversation.
When you live with each other, you kind of talk a lot.
We do talk a lot. We probably talk. We talk. You know what? There's days where we talk for like 2 hours, and then there's days where we don't talk at all. You have the question? Mm-hmm, is this for me or Chicky?
It's for everybody.
Everybody can participate.
I can ask myself this question.
Remember in the rules when I said you have to turn off your devices and get off of social media?
Chick.
Hang on a second. I guess I'm the dick.
Okay.
Good one. Which three people have influenced you the most?
Who do you want to answer first?
Whichever one of you guys wants to go first.
On the flip for it, you go first. You look like you have somebody, three people just jumped right into your mind.
I guess influence can be positive or negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Positive and negative influences. And I won't say which is which.
Well, that's not
fair.
Point of parliamentary procedure. Well, I don't think
actually,
that's...
Actually, it doesn't say good or bad influence.
Okay so I just have to say influence.
All right.
The people that have influenced me the most. You know what? Here of recently, I'm going to be very honest. And I'm not going to go with the easy answers because I could say, like, my kids influence me and my kids inspire me and my kid. Like, yeah, you guys are great. You know
we live with each other.
Yeah,
so
we're fine.
We kind of see the best.
My friend Caitlin has influenced me. She's new to the game. I haven't known her very long. She's been an influence. My friend to my right here, Chicky, has been a huge influence in my life. Even before I knew him, he was a big influence. And another influence is my Aunt Karen. So those are my three influences that I'm going to say. Because I feel like, and you know what? I'm going to say like those three people and then my parents. My siblings, like those are the easy ones. But so instead of saying my parents and my siblings first, I'm going to go for the next, and that is those three people, Caitlin, Chick, and my Aunt Karen.
Hmm.
Okay? Who have been your three biggest influences?
Is he going to get to do this, too?
Yeah, he is. He's asked us, and then he'll go last.
Okay.
It's called order.
All right, Max. Thank you. The first person that jumped to my mind is Mrs. Hildebrand, Mrs. Joyce Hildebrand.
Who's that?
She was my speech teacher my senior year in high school. And I was just telling someone this today, actually. If you went to school with me from grade kindergarten through 11, junior year, you had no idea I was there. Mm-hmm. But senior year, I went to did all the plays and really started to...
Per her...
Yes,
encouragement.
Her encouragement, her influence. I was amazed and shocked and pleased and elated that there were grown-ups in the world that thought enough to listen to me and talk to me and thought my opinion. It meant something to her, and I took speech two, and dramatic literature. My senior year, and those were all three classes taught by her. And she let us drink coffee during dramatic literature. And I don't even like coffee today, but I thought it was the coolest damn thing ever. And we read like Ibsen and Shakespeare and the importance of being earnest and all this stuff. And she always said, this is important because these are things you can talk about with someone at a cocktail party. And she was just the coolest ever. And then when I graduated and found out that before I decided that I was just going to go into the – it's hard not to when you graduate high school and someone offers you a job in your career, it's hard to go to college. Mm-hmm. So I just went ahead and went to college. But I checked out enough that – she was a college-level teacher in high school, and we were lucky to have her.
Mm-hmm.
And bless her heart, she's still alive. And I met her. I didn't meet her. I touched base with her about 3 years ago, and I need to get back over there and see her again because she is an amazing woman. And anyone from Madison County, whoever went to London High School, knows who I'm talking about. And she's a wonderful person and incredible human being.
That's your number one.
That's my number one.
Number two?
My dad, but
that's all you have to say.
On more and a more human level. Okay. I mean, Mrs. Hildebrand taught me nothing but positives, but my dad taught me positives and also a lot of negatives. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, what you learn about. Mm-hmm. And gosh, I don't know. I don't have a
anybody in. I feel like I want to. I feel like I. Can I write it down, or should I just tell you?
I'm kind of uncomfortable about talking about the third one because.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I mean, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
No, that's true. You're right. I mean, and one of the greatest, and continues to be one of the greatest broadcasting minds in the United States is Marty Bender, and he is the program director at our affiliate in Cincinnati, and he's a wonderful guy. And
not Don't Be a Dick's affiliate, the Big Show's affiliate.
That's right. Yeah, the I big mean he. No, I mean he. He's an amazing guy and saw something in me that I knew I had. And I, at one point, he and I were the only ones who knew what I could do. And
mm-hmm. And that's okay.
And I really appreciate him. And he just sent me a text. I don't want to make anyone mad.
Okay.
But Marty and I connect on a lot of levels. And sure. Some levels even... my closest friends don't know.
Okay.
But he sent me a message Sunday morning at 9:32. All it says was, the new Bamford series is up, and I sent him a thumbs up. And then he sent me one today that he go. The caption is, another book right in the trash. And the title of the book is, Why Bob Dylan Matters. Mm-hmm. And he is irritated more by Bob Dylan than I am. I contend
you
that
you are more irritated by the Beatles.
I contend that Bob Dylan can write a song.
He can't sing a song.
And I contend the Beatles are wonderful, and their music is beyond reproach, and they change the world.
But it's beat over your head.
But if I see one more coffee table book about what gear they used when they recorded While My Guitar Gently Weeps, I'm going to... You understand my position.
I do understand.
There you go. So who did I say? My dad, Mrs. Hildebrand, and Marty Bender.
Okay. And that's fair. That's all three different aspects of your life, too.
Sure.
At 14, do you have three people that you, what's the question, admire?
It better be mom, dad. Okay.
You be quiet. It can be anybody, and there will be no offense taken.
Yeah. Like you said, dad and mom would be an easy one.
Yeah. So why don't you go for the next three?
I mean, you guys are my number one, but.
Okay. I appreciate it.
It's like, yeah. But
you have another one?
But they're not my, like, you guys come before all, but I still got three.
Yeah, so. I'm for it.
Yeah. This isn't in any order, but I'd have to say Tyler, the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
I like his style really influenced me.
Okay.
And
he's the guy who does your intro and outro music. Yeah.
He doesn't do it for me.
We're kind of using it until we get a cease and assist. So
not yet.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. Number two.
Miss Buzan.
Okay.
Yeah. She was like my school mom.
Yeah.
She kind of took care of me when nobody else was there at school. All throughout elementary school.
Okay.
Sadly, she does not live in New Pell anymore. Well, she never did. But
she doesn't teach there. Yeah. But that's okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. And do you have a number three?
I don't know.
Do you have another family member or a family friend or even a friend your age or somebody that just like makes you, you know, inspires new ideas, makes you think outside of the box? And if not, that's okay.
I'm not sure.
Not sure? That's okay.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad kind of took that number one slot. And that's, I'm grateful that you said that. You didn't have to, but that's fine. Do you want to come back to it? If you think of it by the end of the episode, you can talk about it. All right, I chose a card, and then Chicky's going to choose a card.
Huh? All
right.
And we're going to do, that's how we're going to,
okay.
We're going to round out this episode. But I have one, and it said, in the past year, so it's in retrospect, in the past year, the year of our Lord,
2017.
In the last year, who would you like to thank? If you could thank one person in the last year, who would you like to thank?
For like what?
Anything. That's all it says. It's very broad. It just says within the last year. So if there's something that's happened to you in the last year and you think that someone is deserving of a thank you, who would you choose to say thank you to?
Who's going first?
You go first. I went first last time.
Okay.
This is somebody from school.
Okay.
And if anybody from school listens to this, I am not downplaying anybody.
No.
Nobody comes before anybody when it comes to my friends. But my friend Sarah.
Okay.
She's really been there for me and helped me through some tough times. So.
You want to thank Sarah?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Chicky?
Huh?
Yep. Who are you going to thank, buddy? You're not allowed to thank.
You know what jumped into my mind when I started gripping and got, who do I need to thank?
Uh-oh.
Buddha.
You want to thank Buddha?
I really do.
Okay.
I mean, because I'm this little.
Buddha's a pretty cool dude.
I'm a little baby Buddhist. You know, I've only been kind of looking at it and thinking and turning it over in my mind and trying to, you know, which is totally.
That's the beginning.
But it's so different than the way I used to be, and I think, anyway.
What did it used to be?
I used to be confrontational and awful, and.
Oh, I thought you meant Buddhism.
Buddha stays the same.
Okay. I was like, wait, I don't know if it ever
changed. And he wasn't always chubby, okay?
Yeah, he was never chubby.
He was actually never chubby. That's a different.
That's Budai.
Here's the thing.
Budai is the chubby one.
That's right.
He's a Chinese emperor.
There you go. See? Uh-huh. There you go.
He's always depicted.
You can't have anything until you lose everything. And Buddha lost everything, including weight. Little teeny tiny guy.
You know, he actually starved himself in the beginning?
Sure. Yeah,
he sat under a tree for.
I don't know how long.
A day.
Oh, only a day?
24 hours.
Okay, never mind. I felt like that was a lot longer.
Everybody does.
Okay.
And when's his birthday?
I have no clue.
Yeah, May 21st, I think, or something.
Do you know his real name?
Siddhartha. Elmer? Huh. Elmer?
It's Siddhartha.
Siddhartha? I don't know how it's pronounced.
I don't know exactly how it's pronounced.
I
think it's Siddhartha.
Okay.
No, but I think it's made me calmer and more inquisitive and
that's good.
Calmer and
I feel like you already said that.
Did I say calmer?
Yeah.
Okay. Kinda. And
so we've got
because Sarah, unfortunately, what I do.
Okay.
My profession is yes. I can not only is it's being
very,
a dick
very stressful.
Easy, and it's sometimes the easiest way to go, but it's stay away from him. So I mean,
yeah,
you know, but okay, that's it. Thanks, Buddha. Mm-hmm. Thanks, buddy. You know that's where buddy comes from.
Is Buddha?
Yep.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Look it up.
I didn't know that.
Buddy comes from Buddha.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, Buddha.
Thanks, buddy.
If I can do you a favor.
I am fortunate.
I am fortunate.
Mm-hmm. That's what Buddha says.
Yeah.
Buddha has a lot of quotes.
Yeah. Maybe you should adopt a couple of those. Like, if I can pick my underwear up off the floor, I am fortunate. And my mom will really appreciate it.
And my cat won't take it.
Yeah.
You know, with Buddha, you don't find the answers. You lose the questions.
Oh, my gosh. Get off Instagram.
Yeah.
That's heavy, brother.
Yeah, I've seen your post before.
Okay.
That's all I needed to hear.
Second episode, we're going to have a fist fight.
There's a little quote box right here. It's got the quotations in my.
I love those. I don't want to just be.
Not terrible.
It's like, here's a guy getting hit in the balls. I don't want to do that with my Instagram. Okay.
Those are funny, though, too.
They are great. They have a place.
You know what? Right. Two things that Buddhists really hate.
What?
Me and tattoos of Buddha.
Really?
Yeah, they hate.
People get tattoos of Buddha?
I wanted to get the knot.
Mm-hmm.
The Buddha knot.
Eternity knot.
Yeah,
the eternity knot.
I think that's okay. But like if you get a tattoo portrait of Buddha,
I haven't seen that very much. All right, what's your question?
No, who do you want to thank? Did you thank somebody? Oh, all of a sudden, the guy who repeats himself remembered something.
I am going to thank Lisa. Lisa is my therapist. She's been my therapist for the last 6 weeks. And I'm going to thank Lisa. And that's, we don't have to dive into it.
And her name is spelled L-I-S-A.
Yeah.
And it's pronounced
Lisa. Interesting, huh?
Like a normal person.
Mm-hmm. Not someone who's looking for attention at every turn.
Right. Okay. Who spends the rest of their life. No, it's pronounced.
But I don't think people who get named weird names is their fault, so.
Oh, it's this lady's fault.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it's definitely her fault. I'm sure they meant Lisa, but
Chicky's got a card.
Looking ahead.
Before you read it, you have to decide who's going to go first.
Me.
Okay.
All right.
Looking ahead to the upcoming year. Mm-hmm. 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, the last 2 months of 2017.
Into 18.
In which area, or areas,
mm-hmm,
more than one, do you want to develop yourself?
Oh. In what areas do we want to develop ourselves?
In the next year.
In the next year.
So I'm going first.
Chicky said he's going first.
Patience,
mm-hmm,
of course, is big with me.
Always.
Always. I lack the gene
mm-hmm,
as people, no, let's wait on that. That doesn't exist,
mm-hmm,
in my brain. I want to work on patience.
And if you've ever seen Chick on a call line, you would see where his patience lacks.
That is my last,
I know,
struggle,
mm-hmm,
talking to someone on the phone.
I know.
It really is.
Okay, patience?
And I want to say, frugality.
Okay.
Not being so
spendy.
Spendy. Spendy is a better way to say it.
Hitting it hard.
Yeah, spendy. I've got enough stuff. Yes, spendy. I don't want to be so spendy, and I want to be more patient and less spendy.
Okay.
In the upcoming year.
That's good.
That's absolutely perfect. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Is it up to me to pick who's next?
Yep, you got to pick who's next.
You, Mom, go.
Okay. Where do I want to develop? What does it say? Was it develop areas?
You put the card
what
away.
What areas do you want to develop in the next
in the
year?
Next year.
Area or or areas. You can pick more than one.
In which area or areas do you want to develop yourself in the upcoming year? I am going to say that I would like to develop my technology intelligence. I know, don't laugh, but I would like to learn how to actually put up a podcast and edit it and do those things. I would like to go through, and I've been doing this for the last 4 or 5 years. I've been in contact with them, and I haven't done it yet, but I want to do it. I would like to go through the NODA training, and that's the No One Dies Alone training, where people who don't have any family and they are on their deathbed and in the hospital, there are strangers who come in and sit with them. And I want to finish my training with that. So I want to develop more empathy. I want to develop serving people who can't serve me, where I have nothing to gain. That's where I would like to do that.
So basically, you were kind of laying in the weeds, waiting for me to say something like patience, and I want to spend less.
I think that's fine.
And you want to help someone who's dying.
I was not trying to trump your Trump or do anything like that. That is something. It's actually, I only say that because it's top of mind because I sent the email today. That's the only reason that I say that. Because that email is an email that I've saved in the last 5 years when I first contacted them. And just, and I don't think it was 5 years.
I think, you know, you and I have talked about this. I have really not taken advantage of what teeny tiny portion of celebrity.
You want to go to NOTA with me?
I you know what? I need to start doing something. I feel attracted to the Wheeler Mission because I'm going to be down there one day. And I just... And I don't say that as a joke. I mean,
aren't we all?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And
what did you say to me that you said that earlier? You said that exact same quote. Oh, in the car on the way here, Max goes, "Hey, you want to get into the feels?" And I said, "All of my feels are exposed right now." This is in the car right here. And I said, "All my feels are exposed right now." I was like, "So let's do it." And he goes,
Isn't
everybody's feels exposed?" Like he said, "Isn't everybody's?" And then he played the
Curious George
Curious George soundtrack that we used to listen to on the way to preschool every day. It's the Jack Johnson.
Here's my problem with Jack Johnson.
Oh my God! You can't have a problem with Jack Johnson.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Jack Johnson's the best.
Other than Bubble Toes and Flake, which are the first two songs and that album, Brush Fire Fairy Tales. After that, I don't think he's trying anymore, because this is how he sings.
Maybe I don't think you've listened to the Curious George soundtrack.
No, he gets into it in the Curious George soundtrack.
Okay, all right, I'll have to revisit that.
All right, so those are my two things, and that's where I wanted to. So I want to develop empathy, and I want to develop technology IQ. How about that? Technology knowledge.
Okay.
Empathy and technology knowledge. Max?
I don't. Okay. I want to become more of a vegetarian. I'm kind of a loose vegetarian right now. I'm not so good at that. But I mean, being a growing boy.
Yes.
A growing young man.
You know what Jim Gaffigan says about being a vegetarian? He's a vegetarian, but he eats meat and pork every now and then.
That's fair.
That's kind of how Max does.
Yeah. But yeah, I need to really lace up on that. And I want to care for people more. I don't want to look like a dick. I want to be there for people. Like have people know that I am. Like people can talk to me if they're going through stuff like that.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I read in the, that birthday book where it says
the oracle.
Yeah, the birthday oracles. It said in about just about all of them. It says my most likely thing that I'll be when I grow up is either a therapist or something else like that. Which most of them say therapist.
Which is so weird because we just had this conversation the other day. I feel like I say that a lot. Yeah. Is that we did, but we talked about it because we were talking about going to a liberal arts high school and how you love art, like literally, like the act of drawing. That's your medium. Mm-hmm. And you were like, but what do you do? Like when you if you major in art, what then what? And I said, well, we were talking about how people feel comfortable talking to you and how you are very observant. And we talked about that there's such thing as art therapy. And you were like, what? Like you'd never heard of that. And that would maybe be something you'd be really interested in. Mm-hmm. I like it. I think we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Don't burp into the microphone.
I just drank a bunch of Sprite.
Oh, my God. All right.
It's easy to forget he's 14.
I know, because he acts so mature. All right, buddy, you need to cue up that outro music and do the damn thing.
All right, here we go. As soon as I open up my Apple Music.
Good episode. Other than I talked way too much. Good episode.
It's okay.
You can never talk too much on a podcast.
Obviously.
I think that's the point, is the talk.
All right,
Jake.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
All right. Episode 2 is over. I don't know when exactly it comes out or that, but I'll post it on our social media and I'll tell you then. So don't come to school tomorrow, or don't come to school and ask me when my podcast come out. Don't do that either. That's a don't be a dick of the week too. Don't ask me when they come out, because I don't know, because I am not in charge of that.
We're planning on Mondays.
Yeah.
Monday is the drop
mainly
day.
Mainly Mondays.
Mainly Mondays.
But yeah, that wraps up episode 2 of Don't Be a Dick. So, here we go.